set to something.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big coming up on your screen. Just settle back and relax, cause you're gonna get a whole lot of singing, a whole lot of laughing, a whole lot of loving from Dean.
I feel so good. Oh, this was a beautiful day right from the start. You know, my most important meal is breakfast. If I'm not home by then, my wife really gets angry. Yeah. You know, I spent a lot of time today with my son, Ricky. You know, you can learn a lot from your kids. Like this morning, Ricky told me what he's studying in school, and I learned a camel can go 30 days without water. And I learned something else. I'm a camel. And you know, I got to thinking, ooh, it'd be better if we put them cards on the floor. I wouldn't have to get up at all. Oh, and you know, I was thinking, when I was in the third grade, was the most advanced kid in my class. Yeah, the other kids were only 7, and I was already 15. Oh, I gotta tell you. Every year about this time, Jeannie goes on some crazy diet. Last year was eggs, nothing but eggs.
That
for
crazy.
3 months, she ate so many eggs,
she even
started looking like a chicken.
Oh.
One night, I said to her, honey, I wish you'd throw away that old feathered nightie. It tickles me. And she said, what nightie?
Dean.
Feel good tonight. I want to tell you, but I got to speak to my kids. They're waking me up too early. Every morning, real early, they tiptoe into my bedroom, tiptoe up to my bed and open my eyelids, and they peek in and they watch the fireworks. That's what they see now. And I asked my genie to speak to them about it, you know? But my wife, she's beautiful. She sees everything in life real pretty. Like, we got 7 kids. 7 kids, but to my genie, there are 7 little flowers. That's the way she sees it, and I don't mind that. I just hope she ain't thinking of enlarging the garden.
I want to tell you.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Dean.
Poor guy. He's still suffering from an old injury. Yeah, it happened in the South Pacific during the last war. He got water on the knee. His canteen leaked.
Wow.
It's all right, they'll drop a net on him in a minute.
Moonlight becomes you.
Ah, Dean.
It goes with your hair.
I gotta go to the couch.
You certainly know the right wig to wear.
Well, I'm gonna leave you now. I'm gonna go to the couch. Which way's the couch? That way?
That way.
You went that way, that's where I'm going. Okay, I see. You're beautiful when you're angry. I sure want to thank all my wonderful guests for joining us, and I hope you'll all be back with us next week. We're gonna have some great talent on the show like we had this week. And don't forget to look in. In the meantime, just keep all the cards and letters coming in. And this week, I sure want to thank that fruit picker from Texas for sending me that banana shaped like your Rocal Welch. Yeah, I can't wait to peel it.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
I tell you, I can't think of a better way to start a radio show. And we're playing tapes from a dead guy.
You laughed at the nightgown joke.
I like the nightgown joke. Buzz rolled his eyes at the nightgown joke.
Yes,
it was a different time, but I sure liked it when he talked about going to the couch.
Which way is the couch?
Where's the couch? It is Monday, April 28th in the year of our Lord, 2008. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Monday. Today on the program, Dave Price from the CBS Early Show.
Right.
Sexpert Jamie Waxman, she spells it J-A-M-Y-E.
Ooh.
What's with that?
That tells me, see, you don't react the way... Did you hear the way he reacted to that?
It's a sexy spelling.
It's a sexy... And you just said, what's the deal with that? She might even teach you how to be a little sexier.
Is this possible?
I don't think so. I'm not as far as I'm concerned.
Right up at the line already. It sounds to me like she's cheating somehow.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
That old feathered nightgown.
Yes, sir. Only two guys in the whole wide world care about that right now. It's Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara. Talking about Dean Martin. Nobody else gives a rat's ass head, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, yeah.
Sexpert Jamie Waxman. She's been in a bunch of magazines. She's got a website. She's got I've got all the information on this broad. All this information that you need. Yep. Also, today we will announce an incredible, and I mean an incredible, Mother's Day event.
Ooh.
Ah.
You are not going to believe since you played that.
Hard to get out
of it. I'll tell you, because you played that tape, Rob.
Yes,
and because
Mike.
I had me a bit of a weekend, I could talk like Dean for the entire show today.
Ooh, yeah.
And we will talk NFL draft, because nobody in this room, myself included, is an expert when it comes to the draft. We don't know who did well, who did badly, but we will have an expert from some operation. I'm not sure. His name is Brad Fuchs.
Oh.
And Brad Fuchs gets very passionate about the draft.
Is he from some sort of NFL outfit?
I have no idea, but I know he's an expert. And I've heard him.
I can't wait.
I've heard him, and I know. I'm on a burp. Excuse me. Yeah. Let me talk amongst yourselves while I get my headphone level adjusted.
Dean, oh, okay. Dean had himself a bit of a weekend.
Yes, he did. Dean O'Mara?
And it could have been even more intense than it was, I believe we're going to find out.
Okay, let me see if this microphone's set right now. That sound good to you guys?
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds nice. Like we got that. Let me get this out of the way. You know, nothing I hate worse than Monday coming in here, and we've got this guy up here, as much as I love him. Hey, Tommy, what do you want?
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
We're just starting, Tom. It's Monday. We're just getting
started. It's Monday, the 28th of April.
Yes, Tom.
I had a good time last Saturday. Went out to the PG Complex Center and
good.
Saw the Divas beat the Baltimore Sting 35-6.
Had a great time, Tom. Did you have a great weekend?
Yes, I did.
That's good. Let me give you a woo. A woo for your weekend, okay?
And where is Charlie?
Charlie's not here, but could you roar like a monster, please? Oh, thank you very much. Got so excited he pressed the keyboard. Tom, we have to go.
All right.
Thank you. I love that hang up.
What
Nothing
are the Baltimore
better.
Sting? What kind of team is that?
Rob, I wasn't going to ask Tom because he would have lingered longer.
Exactly.
I thought perhaps you could give me a brief answer, Dean.
I can't give you an answer about anything, Rob.
Sorry about that.
As a matter of fact, we have to talk about, first and foremost, Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night
Friday
night was the huge morning show promotion, the Junkies spring break party that they had. And Buzz and myself and a limousine and lots of fun. And I'm here to ask you, Buzz.
Owen Dukes.
Did we have a good time?
We had a great time. You know, that's the longest, that's the most consecutive hours I've ever in drunk alcohol in my entire life. That had to be a 10-hour drink.
In your life?
In my life. I've never drunk for 10 hours before.
You know what I call that?
What?
Friday.
Exactly.
No, that was, I didn't think it was completely outrageous.
But I paced myself, and I remember almost all of the evening, if not all of the evening.
All right, then, since you do, and I'm not going to admit
you
to anything here, since you do, and since there is a... let me just say, an outside chance, and I can hear that. Can you rub that?
I'll control that.
I won't play with the machine while that. Okay. So we've got a nasty little hum that's coming through the control board today. See, now everything sounds a little bit better.
I figured out why it's humming.
What is that?
It doesn't know the words.
It doesn't know the. See, you, all right. All right. Let me tell you. Now turn it up again because I got to give you one of these, all right? Okay. No.
Woo!
No, not that one. Because you heard Dean, get Dean out of your brain.
You're the one who laughed at the nightgown joke.
I like the nightgown joke, but Dean is on your brain, and you'll be making Dean jokes for the rest of the show.
They don't know the word.
And that translates into zero listeners, as far as I'm concerned. You know, Rob and I could come in every day with a red carnation and a tuxedo, but I don't think anybody really care.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember, the last thing I remember is going to Velocity 5.
The nightclub in Falls
and
Church.
Chatting with Gary Clark, and then it gets just a little
bit. The Redskin
bit
guy. That's
the Redskin guy, former Redskin great, Rob.
Well, can I ask something that'll
good
set the
guy.
Table?
I know he was a good guy, and I know we were laughing and having a good time.
You seem to be jumping to the end of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we had the mixologist in here on Friday.
Yeah, well, it was a long day.
So the drinking started about 5.
Yes, yes,
now,
it did.
Now, did you get dinner between show and
yes, we did.
And
where did you go, or what did you enjoy
We went up
dinner?
The street to the place that we always
go.
You know, oh, yeah, that, yeah,
everybody's.
Sure.
Everybody's
you know, why plug them when they, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, don't we pay?
They can earn that.
Don't we pay?
There's a way they can earn that.
Don't we pay for the whole tray?
You do.
Anyway, it was, I decided that I would have a Diet Coke at dinner time and just to.
DJ Busby is here.
We have a new person replacing Katie this
unfortunately,
week.
Unfortunately, Kate passed away.
Oh. DJ Busby? Is Busby really
that
your last
correct,
name?
Yes.
B-U-S-B-Y?
Yep.
And DJ is really your first name?
My name's David John. I've been going by DJ all my life.
Really?
DJ Busby.
Oh, okay. Great radio name.
You seem like a very nice gentleman.
Well, thank you.
Where are you from, DJ?
I was born in Boston. I've been raised in Virginia, though.
Hey, oh, Boston, really? Brad. Born in Boston, New Englander. Mm-hmm. You a Red Sox fan?
I am, and I have an excuse.
Oh, good. Because you were born in Boston.
Yes.
Attaboy. All right. No further questions.
Hey, you've made a friend.
All right. I think you're going to do very well here at CBS Radio.
You'll be fine.
Kate didn't really die.
He's a good guy.
She's in Marietta, Georgia.
Yeah, she's gone home for a week.
Good for her.
Yes.
Where the hell was I?
You were talking about dinner.
What led up to, you know.
Buzz and I go out to dinner because we're going to get the big stretch limo that's going to take us to the party so nobody has to drink and drive.
Was it the one with the hot tub in the back?
This was huge. It was a
really?
Big limo.
It was
but we behaved ourselves at dinner. I'll take it through as much as I can.
Any drinking at dinner?
No. No. Diet Cokes.
Really? Yep. That's it?
You had a Diet
Coke? Soda's and iced tea, yeah.
Yeah, soda's and iced
that
tea.
That surprises me.
And salmon. We all ate the same
thing.
We
were pacing ourselves because it was a marathon
you
drink.
You split an entire
and
salmon?
I forgot to ask you, did you have any like recoil effect on that salmon with the...
I did. It
oh,
was delicious.
My God.
It was a great meal, but yeah, it kept repeating on me throughout the evening, and that's not good when you're meeting women.
And the kind that comes out of your, you know, that you burp and it's like it came out the other side.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, yeah. That's how bad...
But it was really good.
Yeah,
food.
But it's great when you're at a crowded location.
I know.
You know, and you're sitting there going, oh, you like the show. Oh, you're very nice. What's your name? Your name is Cindy? Oh.
We could have used some Tums and a mint.
Oh, God. It was horrible. It was so bad for me.
Hello, dear.
I swear to you, one time I did it, and I turned away, and when I turned back, it was still there in the air.
Oh,
there
it was
people
horrible. In your case, people actually commented on it.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
one was rude enough to say that to me, but they were to you.
What comment did you get?
No, it was my burp. What's that smell was the comment
that
I got.
That was the comment.
I hate that, and it was the sauce, right?
It must have been. I don't know, because the food was
like liquid smoke.
It was a great meal,
like
but
a
yeah,
smoke sauce?
It kept making us burp.
God, I wish we had a cot in here today. I swear to God, I wish we did.
Could have used one on Saturday.
No drinking at dinner. In fact, that was our way to sort of cleanse the palate after we'd had the mixologist in here on Friday.
Alcohol might have killed that sauce.
Alcohol killed.
almost did.
So we got that done, and then I went to came back here, made sure the limo was here. They were already waiting for us when we got back.
Right.
And it was off to the big show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we...
the Junkie Spring Break Party.
Yeah, at the State Theater.
Like over 1,000 people there,
it was packed. And when we got there, they had my favorite flavor. I'm not going to mention name. No plugs given unless plugs deserved.
That's right.
As
that's
a matter
our
of
new
fact,
policy?
You know, well, the E Street Limo. I mean, they were very nice. Yeah. The estreetlimo.com.
Bruce Springsteen's company.
703-938-5900. John was my driver.
He was very nice to us.
You know, you've had a late night.
He took care
when
of
Beth
us.
Ann gives me a card that... highlights in yellow. John was your driver. I was the one that was with the guy for 10 hours.
Right.
I should have remembered. And I hope John was satisfied with his tip. I was the last one dropped off.
You seem to indicate in the office that you may or may not have tipped.
I'm pretty sure.
You did.
I have a.
I witnessed it.
Really?
Yes.
That means I paid him twice.
Oh.
Because I paid. No, I mean, did you see me pay him? Did I pay him up front?
Yeah, I don't think you did. I thought you paid him. I saw you having some...
When did you
see
me pay him?
At the end of the evening, as we were all piling out of the car, it appeared that you were having some sort of transaction with John. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought, I assumed at that moment,
but
you
at
were
the
tipping
end of the,
him.
The end of the evening was, I was the last one in the limo. He took me home. He dropped me off, like, at my door.
Did you have him in?
No, I didn't.
Not this time.
But I know that it was probably 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And just before we were pulling up to my house, I called because I thought Carla was going to be staying at her mother's house. And I called and she answered, and I was just so happy that she was at the house because I'd have somebody to talk to, which I know thrills her at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Oh, you're home. I'm so excited that you're home. That's fantastic. I thought you'd be staying at your mother's house.
How was her tone?
She's like, yeah, okay. That's great. Fine, dear. Okay. That's really good. I can tell you all about my night. And then I think I paid him again. So maybe I double dipped.
You only need to tip once, Charlie.
John is nothing if not honest, so I'm sure you didn't overpay him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
but
I think
can you really overpay a tip?
You're probably fine.
Well, he's a good guy, and
he was great.
But I mean, I'm leaving out a whole big chunk of stuff in the middle.
It's okay to skip around.
Yeah, it's like Pulp Fiction.
So we get there, and Shondell, who is one of the account executives here and a lovely woman.
Indeed.
Shondell greets us outside. This is just perfect. And Chad Dukes from the Midday Show here at WJFK and I are in the back of the limo. And we're in the back, and everybody everybody
with me and Oscar and other people.
Everybody jumps out.
Timmy.
And Chad, who's really working on getting to be a man of larger carriage, not nearly, you know, in my range
yet.
He's
an apprentice to both of us.
He's sitting in the back, and everybody just wants to get out, like, really quickly. And I'm sitting there. We've got the limo, and we're both saying, bring the party to us.
Lap luxury.
No need to just spring out of the limo. But we stumble out of the limo, and we walk into the place, and it's packed, and the joint is jumping. Uh-huh. And I have to say that I cannot thank the people that said the nicest things about the new show to us.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, it was
all of them.
It was very gratifying to have all the really nice comments. And,
thank you.
All the stuff with the band and the Junkies doing all their stuff and the women and people running around. And it just seemed like everybody was buying drinks.
Yeah. In fact, this is where the evening started to get good for me.
Where it starts to get good for you is where I start to get hazy. So you go
right ahead here, Buzz.
We piled out of the limo, and we walked in the front door of the State Theater, and I was quickly met by a young woman named Angela, who was kind enough to have a beverage waiting for me.
Now, wait, I do remember this.
Because there were horrible long lines for drinks.
You immediately, we walk into the State Theater, and there's a line of us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Shondell is leading the parade, and we're all following her to go to our special holding pen, as it turned out. And it really was like a holding pen. Buzz?
Was it like a VIP area?
It looked like a VIP area.
Okay.
But it's like all VIP. What are VIP areas outside of holding pens?
They just keep you isolated.
They're holding pens. Mm-hmm. And exactly. Buzz disappears. As soon as Buzz is in there, he is gone. And obviously now I know why he's gone. So how did you befriend this woman instantaneously?
We walked into the door, and lovely Angela walked up to me and handed me a very fine vodka beverage.
Was she an employee? Was she an attendee?
No, she was a radio listener
who was there
and just apparently glad to see me. And then someone else who shall remain nameless had accidentally spilled alcohol on her thigh and asked that I remove it with my tongue.
Jesus.
So I did.
He's Buzz.
Because I'm nothing if not accommodating.
Meanwhile, Mike is in isolation.
That was my greeting.
I'm talking to guys with sweat and that have beers, and they're all saying, you want another one? And I'm having a perfectly good time. But I realized we're in the back corner of the State Theater in a holding pen.
Right.
And it's got a riser. So you're kind of raised up, and it kind of draws unwanted attention.
Like a pharmacist.
it's like a pharmacist up there. And, you know, the evening started. Buzz, you were probably, were you with me at all during the evening, or did you? He always sneaks away.
He sneaks
away like a sneak.
Clandestine.
I lost you in this case because as a group were snaking through the crowd,
right.
I got stopped by somebody, and I'm not rude, so I stopped to talk to them. And when I turned, you guys were gone, and it took me an hour to an hour and a half to even find you again.
I have one question of significance.
He was on a raised platform.
I was where I was supposed to be. I was in the proper holding pen for disc jockeys.
If Buzz had just looked up, he would have seen you on your dais.
I was out mingling.
I was in the disc jockey holding pen, waiting to be sheared for my wool.
And your meat.
It did have a fence around it.
Hold on, let's...
And hello to Betsy.
Wait a minute. We have a call from Kirk in Maryland. Kirk, you want to say this about my appearance? Now, is this the fact that I showed up, my appearance being out and about, or actually the way I looked?
No, this is about the appearance at L'Oreal Plaza that you guys are going to go to.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're going to be at
this weekend.
That's our big Cinco de Mayo party. Are you going to be there?
I will be there. They have the best margaritas in the world.
That's like a plant call. That's like a great call.
I hear it's a good place. I've heard that.
Very quickly, we're talking about a million things here, but join us for the best. We're all going to be there, the very best Cinco de Mayo party.
Cinco de Mayo.
This Saturday from 4:30 to 6:30, we will be at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest. Northwest. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Visit staythirstymyfriends.com.
The D.C. neighborhood known as Little Tijuana.
Stay thirsty, my friends. You going to be there, Kirk?
I will be there.
Good.
We are looking forward to it. I got paranoid there for a second. I thought he was going to see my appearance. You looked like hell.
Because
I really did look like hell. I mean,
you were fine.
Look, it was a sweaty, hot night. A lot of bodies in there, and
like
everybody was totally sweaty.
For people out of town, the State Theater was an old movie house built in the 40s that they've converted into like a real band plays.
Clear the seats out of it.
It's a great joint. I've been there.
It does tend to get a bit toasty.
I've been there with the old band, the crap.
I introduced your band there.
Remember that?
I do.
There were about 11 people there, weren't there?
They were all very nice.
Very exciting. Let's go to Lisa in Hillsboro, Virginia. Lisa, what can we do for you?
Dean. I love Dean.
Oh, do you like Dean?
Oh, Dean's my favorite. It's hip to be square, man.
Oh, it's hip to be square. That's going to say Dean loves you, Lisa.
Oh, I wanted to hear all about Velocity 5, what you thought of it, because I heard it's new.
Yeah, well, the Velocity 5. Well, I wouldn't be able to give you a real good eyewitness account because the eyes weren't really working for my eyewitnesses.
We had a great time.
But thanks for the call, and I'm glad you like Dean, Lisa. I have to ask this before you go on.
All right.
Because this is a serious question, I will lay myself bare here to ask you, was I nice to everybody?
You were. You were very well behaved.
Woo!
You had a fine time. Thank everybody else
God.
Had a fine time.
You One of those nights.
You've been there, Robbie.
After the JB Awards, I had to make sure with Carrie that did the evening end okay?
That's the worst feeling
there
in
the
world.
There were no near fights, nothing like that. It was great. You were very nice.
Good.
Were you drinking beer exclusively, or did you go into Shooter World?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Mike.
Yeah, we did.
Enjoying my Sprite Zero right now.
That'll help resuscitate you.
Yes, sir. Get a hydration is what you do.
Hydration.
Stop talk. No two self. Mike, yeah, what? Stop talking like Dean. All right. I like talking like Dean. I don't care if you like talking like Dean. Stop talking like Dean. All right. So
you
I
just
was...
talked like him.
I can't help myself.
Stop talking like Dean.
You know, you start getting in that kind of habit there. So Buzz and I went to the fabulous party. Mm-hmm. I was nice to people. Then now I'm not interested in talking about it anymore.
I do have one question about actually after the event.
Yes.
Because as I've said many times before, I don't get hangovers. I had one maybe in high school when people pumped bourbon into me. But aside from that, in my adult drinking career, I just don't get hangovers. Mm-hmm. I might have had one on Saturday. I need definitions.
Oh, you piss me off.
you might
have had a hangover.
He would rather come in. He would rather say that than I've won the lottery. He's so excited that he's never had a hangover.
What if you're...
How can you go through your... I mean, you have cocktails. I know you do.
I do.
You don't get hangovers?
Tell me your symptoms on Saturday morning.
My arms and legs ached.
Yes.
And I felt really sort of tired and trashy.
Dehydration.
Is that a hangover?
How's your head?
My head was okay.
How
still
was your mouth?
That was fine. No cotton mouth.
Hold on. I want to check the instant replay hum. Let's see how we're doing. Turn it up loud, Rob. Let's listen. And there are no engineers on the facility?
No, the engineer called in sick. I have another. I can check the cable in the next break.
Because I wanted to play this.
That works.
There you go.
Okay. You got two experts right here. Do you want me to give you the quiz? I've had more than you have, brother.
You're a little older than me.
I've had more than Rob has had.
You've heard my symptoms. Did I or did I not have a hangover?
I don't know. You were extraordinarily thirsty?
No, not at all. Just tired and my arms and legs ached.
That sounds like some sort of pansy hangover.
Sort of a trashy feeling.
No, that's just his old age.
Could be old age.
That's just his old age.
To me, the mark of a hangover is the headache, sensitivity to light,
right,
and clamminess.
No, didn't have those.
Would you like my symptoms?
Please.
On Saturday?
Please.
All right. Shaking.
Shaking, not stirred.
I've gotten shakes.
Shaking, no, I was not. No, here's the first one. First one is spots. I'm seeing spots.
Mm-hmm.
That
like round spots.
Really?
Don't say, my God.
I'm sorry, this is
like
new.
It's some sort of unusual.
It's new to me.
These are little, when you close your eyes, you get these kind of like rings that I'm looking at.
Okay.
Sure. You ever have those?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So,
been
so
a while.
Those, but that's we're talking.
Super Bowl in Miami.
We're talking the real deal. I mean, this is, and Saturday I had the granddaddy of all of them.
Alcohol
because
poisoning.
I was doing a little mixing of that. And I usually average those once every week.
Right.
No.
Oh.
No, it's not,
not
true.
That often,
the magic is, though, if you can stick to beer,
right,
because of the volume of beer, you normally pass out or throw up or get full
right
before you can do any real damage.
Well, everybody's got different hangover symptoms.
All right.
And I will be... We will discuss that. You know what? I will talk to you in great detail, and everybody can contribute about hangovers.
All right,
because we've all had them.
Sure.
And everybody's got different cures and things you can do. I have kind of a new idea about how I really cure them, and we'll talk.
Good.
About
and
it.
I look forward.
It changes as you age too.
Now, do we have any kind of football music at all?
Absolutely.
Lying around here because before we break, I do want to bring in our NFL draft expert, and I wanted to spend a limited amount of time on it because, frankly, none of us know anything about it. But
true.
It is what people are talking about today, whether their team did well, whether their team didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in this town, Washington, D.C., care about the Redskins. Let's please welcome a NFL draft expert, a gentleman that I understand was following the draft very closely.
Yeah. There's headphones there.
Do we have a chair there?
I'm fine.
You'll stay.
staying, Mike.
You'll stay.
Welcome to
the
studio.
I've been sitting all day
sir.
With all my draft analysis. I didn't mean to step on you, Buzz. I'm sorry.
You sound remarkably familiar to me. Let's welcome, please, Mr. Brad Fuchs.
Thank you.
Brad, welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Boy, I tell you, you know, you look like a guy I was actually hanging out with on Friday night, too.
You know, it's funny because I heard when that guy heard that I was trying my damnedest to become a man of larger carriage in the other room, he was a little taken aback by that. I heard that guy was like, wow.
Oh, Mr. O'Mara said that only in the most gentle possible way. I got to ask you, here it is.
Yeah.
I go to the sports page today, and I read all of it.
The bar?
I go to the, no, not the sports page, the actual sports page of your Washington Post. I go to the USA Today, and I read all about the draft. I come up empty.
Right.
I come up empty on caring.
Well, you're a baseball guy, Mike.
I'm a baseball guy, but I love watching the NFL. Sure. I enjoy football. I truly enjoy watching a good football game. I love the, I think probably the greatest Super Bowl played in modern history was played the most recent Super
Bowl.
And you're wearing a jersey today.
Yes, I am. But that's in honor of draft day.
Right.
That's in honor of draft day. You do not agree. Your face seems to betray that you do not agree with me that that was a great Super Bowl.
Some might say that was the worst Super Bowl champion team in the history of the NFL.
Wow.
Some might say that, Mike.
Some might say that that our all of a sudden we're going into Elizabethan England. Some might say the distinguished gentleman perhaps is bitter at the outcome.
Some might say that you people were correct in that instance.
All right,
yes.
So the draft.
Yeah,
I heard on one of your other. I think it might have been on one of the sports channels. I was listening to you. You're very passionate, very upset. First and foremost, as far as the draft is concerned, around the nation, is there any team that jumps out at you that that did better than any other team? Is there anybody?
The Philadelphia
Eagles. Now that's I haven't heard. I heard Miami Dolphins. Yeah. I have not heard Philadelphia.
Philadelphia
Eagles.
Did a great job of moving down and acquiring a bunch of picks with their first round draft pick. Unlike the local franchise, I know you heard nationwide. Yeah. Brad Fuchs's website is only based here in D.C.
Oh, so he only wants to talk about Washington D.C.
No, but the Philadelphia Eagles were three picks above the Redskins. Were able to move down and acquire a large amount of picks, and when Washington moved down after that, somehow they had to give up three draft picks to move down when you're supposed to acquire more. So the Eagles came out as big winners. I would say the Cowboys did very well. And
so two teams in the NFC East did very, very well.
Yeah, well, there's three teams in the NFC East, including your New York Giants, that were going to leave the local franchise behind them this next coming season.
Because absolutely. Of the draft.
Mm. Because of the draft and because they have a quarterback's coach as their head coach.
Well, then get right to it. Obviously, you're very passionate about this. Tell us, how did the Washington Redskins go wrong in this year's draft?
They absolutely asked the bed. And the thing that pisses me off about it the most, Mike, is that the Snyder.
I need my bad replay, please. Yeah, when anyone says that on the show, thank you.
The short Matt Goldstein lookalike that we have as our owner for this local franchise runs this team like a Madden.
Surprised you know Matt Goldstein. He works right here at the station.
It's funny because I see that guy around. He's caused issues for me on my website as well.
It's around.
As I heard as he does around here.
I have never met an individual that enjoys being on the radio. This guy could go 14 hours. It's disgusting.
He goes half of that. Me or Goldstein?
You!
Because they both. He could do it too.
Yeah, but true. He doesn't have any appreciable talent.
Mike, you don't understand how frustrating it was as a fan, because I run a local website, when you know that your team needs a defensive end, a defensive tackle, a guard, a safety, a cornerback, help at wide receiver. Granted, when they go wide receiver, tight end, wide receiver, and the thing that's the most frustrating about that is that all of the Kool-Aid drinkers around here, despite the fact that this midget is running the team into the ground, just continue to drink the Kool-Aid and defend all of these moves.
Wow. Drink the Kool-Aid, my friend.
Well, they offered your boy the Spagnuolo, they offered him the gig. He turned him down.
Right.
Mariucci, Jim Mora Jr., who is a cornerbacks coach now in Seattle, turned him down.
Right.
And so finally, the guy that they brought in to be their offensive coordinator, they just said, you're the head coach now.
Mr. Zorn.
Yeah. And so now
you don't sound like you're excited about Jim Zorn being the coach of this.
He's
this.
A douche. He
oh,
said,
my goodness. Such strong words. My
said,
God.
Mike, it's burgundy and gold. Even you know that.
I understand.
The press conference, he said maroon and black.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that? And then he goes down, and the dickhead is a quarterback's coach. So he gets a wide receiver, a tight end, and a wide receiver when clearly our needs lie elsewhere.
Mr. Fuchs, if I may be so bold, do you think there is any chance at all
Sorry,
that all of your predictions could be wrong, and that in fact perhaps the Washington Redskins, the red and black, perhaps they've actually really, really done something well in this draft, and that they will rise above what their limited expectations.
If they do, it's surely by dumb luck. Wow. They drafted a quarterback from Hawaii that needs hip replacement surgery. They drafted a punter, for Christ's sake.
I thought that quarterback is supposed to be a pretty decent prodigy.
You know who he looks like? He looks like Joe Rockhead. Have you seen him without his helmet on? Why don't you take a look at a
picture
of that?
Surprised you
dude.
Would know that. When you pop in here, Mr. Fuchs.
I'm feeling like we have a connection here.
To ask you, well, anything else that jumps off the page as far as the draft? Anything that we should be aware of, or is this like the worst draft ever?
Were you guys aware of Darren McFadden and you realize his situation?
Absolutely.
Before we went into the draft? Rob, I knew you would.
You cover it. I don't want to be rude, but yeah, this is something.
Darren McGavin?
This is amazing.
He was in a Christmas story.
Exactly.
Joy's name, Pupkishes!
Sons of bitches!
My father was a turkey connoisseur. He painted in profanity.
Okay, who's the guy we're talking about here?
Darren McFadden. He's a running back out of Arkansas. He has a brother that's a Crip. He has a brother that's a Blood.
Wasn't his father in McFadden and Whitehead?
I don't think so. We could be talking about two different guys.
Okay. McFadden and wife.
His mother was addicted to crack cocaine. He's got two legitimate kids, and the Oakland Raiders drafted him.
Wow.
So I think that would be the biggest subplot, is to see how far the season goes without him either not showing up or getting arrested.
I understand. A suspension of some sort. What about the analysis of the draft on the TV stations that had it? Was it, how was their analysis this year?
Worst coverage of any event I've ever seen in my life. You knew who the pick was going
to. How
was
EB's party? Did he have some good food?
That was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I heard it was a lot of fun. You covered it on your website, didn't you?
Yeah. The Hack Chubby Midday host talked about it today. I heard it on that show.
Chubby Midday host. All right. Anything else on the draft? Because I have another question to ask you.
I enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you, Brad. Non-football related. This question. We were discussing hangovers.
Yes.
Obviously, you've had one or two in your day.
Maybe Saturday.
Can you offer any cures or any symptoms that you have in particular for hangovers? I was talking about seeing spots on Saturday.
I had the spotted vision Monday morning because after I had an evening as well on Friday. You guys had a great time.
Yes,
Rob,
did.
Not so much. But
did anyone even ask about me?
We're going to get it in the Rob report. It comes up later this week.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've been told that maybe if you drink two regular Coca-Colas before you go to bed, that helps to alleviate it. Also, not aspirin, but BC Goody's headache powder.
Goody's powders.
Goody's powder is amazing.
Uh-huh. Yes, Goody's headache powders.
Yeah. Buzz, what's his name? Joe takes them.
And put an S on the end of every word, even if it's not written that way.
That's right.
Goody's headaches powders.
Right.
Goody's headaches powders.
By the way, Joe Ardinger fired up microwave bacon the second that you guys walked into the studio. Yes. It was unbelievable.
Yep,
in the other
room.
That's
his priority.
I have no idea.
He wants to make sure he gets his food.
Hot pork at 3 o'clock. That's his way.
I appreciate all the insight and the hangover cure.
Thank you. Go
to his website. What is the website called?
The Brad Fuchs Top 5. I don't know. When is MichaelMara.com going to be available? That's what I want to know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Fuchs.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you so much. And listen to his favorite show on Middays here at WJFK. That, of course, is the Big O and Duke show.
Joe Radio, my favorite show.
I think you'll enjoy it.
It's a good program.
That's it. Well, obviously not happy with the way the Redskins did, and I have no idea. I swear to God, I tried to decipher it. I don't know.
He had high praise for Philadelphia.
Here's the way I look at it. Uh-huh. Seriously, you're talking about guys that have played in college. This is the pros.
Right.
No matter who the guy is, all the hype, what's going on, there's a chance he might be great, but there's an equal chance that he might be a total bust.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited that we seem to have drafted a Hawaiian.
Yeah, well, guy, he's not really a Samoan. He's not like the people that used to hug Barker.
Oh, that's what I was hoping for. And does he look like Don Ho?
No, he's actually, I think he's an actual non-Hawaiian kid. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And
Brad Fuchs was criticizing the Kool-Aid drinkers. I just want to remind him it's only pennies a serving.
But what do you know? You don't get hangovers.
Exactly.
But hangovers are, everybody's got different cures. Everybody's got different symptoms. Mm-hmm. I have the little round spots, and my cure is normally, it's a very simple one. Mm-hmm. You don't drink anything flavored the next day. You drink regular bottled water, plain bottle.
As much water as you can stomach.
And try to get a water container that has the poison seeping into it.
Oh, that
you know,
kind
the
of
new, the
oh,
new
the plastic
ones.
Yeah.
With the triangle with the three in it, right?
If you've got a hangover cure or you've got a hangover symptom that you think is unusual, you can call us 877-365-3636.
Coke and Excedrin
is good.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You like Excedrin, don't you? You like the caffeine in it.
Oh, my God. You know, I haven't had any in my house for like 4 or 5 days, and I'm missing it.
Excedrin is a combination of Tylenol and aspirin and caffeine. So, boom, it's a powerful thing that goes right to work in your system.
You really have never had a hangover?
Once in high school when people pumped a bunch of bourbon into me. But
what time did you get up on Saturday morning?
I think it was like 8. So, I got to bed about 2:30, got up about 8.
Carla tapped me on the shoulder probably at about 11 o'clock.
On Sunday.
And she got, this morning, I slept straight through. On Saturday morning, tapped me on the shoulder about 11 o'clock, and the response I gave her was, Well, I got to sleep at 2:30 in the morning.
Have you ever woken up and said something and you're shocked because the voice you hear is not your voice?
You're something comes out that's a gravelly. Oh. And, of course, I had the little chest cold. And once I went into the seizure-causing chest cold hacking that I did, it was 15 minutes worth where it was just like...
But it was productive.
Not as productive as I want it to be, Rob.
Dear.
Oh, poor Mike. Dear. Goody's headache powders. That's a good one. Goody's headaches powders are very good
for
you.
Goes to work quicker because it's already broken up.
But the symptoms besides the spots for me are, I did okay as far as food. I wanted a little chow. I was doing it, but the...
That's a good way to cure it, too. Greasy food.
This is how you know you've got a really bad hangover, when you have the delayed thirst. Where you're soaked like out of it that you can't even think to be thirsty. And then like the next day, it's just
God,
water, please.
Sensitivity to light is real big for me.
Is that sensitivity to wife or sensitivity
light,
to light?
Okay. Light, very light. Good. I have none light.
Yeah, I think that if you pour as much H2O in, but a lot of people have like. There's a red eye, which was a raw egg that you put in tomato juice. That might be one.
Good luck with that. But you see, the thing is about it is that if you're still drunk, sometimes the hangover doesn't happen. It doesn't really kick in until later.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's bad.
Yeah, and like if you get up too early, say 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, I feel absolutely incredible, and I was out most of the night. How is this humanly possible?
Because you're still drunk.
And then you realize at 10 o'clock in the morning,
you shouldn't even be driving.
Well, I just don't think the junkies should ever have another party.
Never again?
Just my opinion. That's the way I look at it, really. Rob, we got to put the machine on, okay?
Go ahead. You're at it.
And we're going to have to fix. We'll fix that in the next break.
Yes, we shall.
So it's not going. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you want to give us a hangover cure, hangover story, I don't care. We'll take it from you as we're just trying to recover here. 877-365-3636. The very first buzz of the day coming up. Your phone calls on Hangover Monday. And also, a major, major announcement about Mother's Day.
Mother.
Thanks to Brad Fuchs. That's all coming up on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.